The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Well, then after ones to watch with just me doing it, I thought to get Craig in from Fresh Hill Festival, which is going on this weekend. It's a brilliant festival in Liverpool. If you're interested in emerging bands, which is obviously what we all try and feature on this slot, and if you're interested in kind of what's going on in the city, it's a wonderful kind of way of getting to know people, really, because it's the tickets are only £20 for the whole weekend, which is an absolute bargain, and there's something absolutely for everyone, and there's across four or five stages and loads of amazing emerging bands and people kind of from around the country who they invite up to play as well. So if you're interested in seeing stuff and you don't know where to start, then Fresh Hill this weekend is a fantastic place. But I'll let Craig talk now.
It looks amazing, Craig, and you must be sort of on that verge of thinking, oh no, the next couple of days, how's it going to go?
I think it's going to be really good. It's our seventh year this year, so we're really excited about it, and it's probably our biggest one to date. Last year we got nominated for the best festival for emerging talent in the UK, so it just shows how much the festival means to so many people.
Where did that nomination come from? What talent have you had go through there?
Well, this year we've got Hannah Peel, we've got Lilium, we've got Shipbuilders, Queen's Ian and Sastones, but we've had so much over the years. We've also got False Advertising, who've just smashed South by Southwest in America. So there's loads of talent to see. And like John said, it's not just music, it's stuff like arts and visual performance and theatre. So there is really loads for everyone to come down and enjoy.
Have you been involved since the conception? Are you part of the,
I've been involved
the brainchild of it?
No, I've been involved the last 2 years.
Right.
Last year I managed to get down and see a lot of it for the first time, and then this year I was lucky enough to be asked to come and get involved, and I'm curating a stage on the Sunday for CMD Presents, which is my own little thing.
Right.
That's on in 24 Kitchen Street, and like John said, we've got literally loads of stages all over the place in the Baltic Triangle. This year we're making use of the new Cane's Brewery Village. So there's going to be Red Brick Vintage, who's got bands like Rongo Rongo on. And then there's also going to be the Black Lodge Brewery as well. And there's a part called Northern Lights, which has got visual arts and stuff inside. So it's making full use of the Baltic Triangle.
So you're using the Cane's Brewery Village? Sounds amazing. Have you been in there?
I haven't yet, no. There's more and more going on.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really good, yeah.
Well, what is it you see when you go in there?
I'm not going to tell you.
Massive beer vat.
You've got one thing there that's called, I'm going to have to try and pronounce this right, Agpalilik, which is a massive sculpture, and it's a life-size representation of a crosshair of one of the largest meteorites ever. And it's hoisted up in this warehouse.
Right.
And it's in part with the Danish Geological Museum, so that's something you can enjoy, but yeah.
Well, they've sent it over, have they? Or
they've commissioned it with us, yeah. So
that's unbelievable, isn't it? So let's, in a nutshell, Threshold is a variety of arts, isn't it?
And
different venues.
Yeah, it's
but relatively close together.
Yeah, it's all so in the Baltic Triangle, so they're all very, very walkable, you know. Yeah. You're talking, you know, you could do do them all in sort of 5-10 minutes or a kind of stake, really. So just, I'd encourage people to just get around, get your kind of passport, but just wander about, and if something isn't for you, then go next door and you'll find something that is. The variety of just music, never mind everything else, is really, really wide. You know, you've got someone like Tabitha Jade, who was on last week, who's like a little R&B star, and then and then from, you know, kind of punk bands and things like that going on as well. So really something for everyone, and it's just a nice vibe as well. I really like Threshold. I've been involved for ages, and I've curated stages the last 4 years, and I've played as a musician even before that. And I just really like it. I always feel nice being there and being around there, and you know, it's just a good vibe. It's a supportive atmosphere, and the people who run it, like, they do it for the love. Like, they're not making any money out of it. They're doing it because they feel it's important, and it is important because, you know, like the guys are saying before, Icy Rivers, it's, you know, it's difficult to showcase yourself in front of new people and things like that, and that's what, you know, Threshold's all about. So good on them for doing it, and yeah, 7 more years and all that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you've talked about all that work that goes into it, and it's not for the cash. So the ideal behind it is literally give people a chance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this year was really hard for us because we lost a lot of funding, so we had to thankfully, we've got a really good supportive fan base, so we did crowdfunding because we were having a shortfall in our funding to actually go ahead this year. So we set a target.
Did it work?
Yeah, we set a target of 9,000 and we exceeded it and basically got £11,400.
Which is absolutely amazing, by the way. Like, that's so hard to do. It's hard enough to get people to pay to come to a gig. But to say, will you give us some more money, and to get £11,000 is just absolutely incredible. And that just shows, like, how warmly people think about Threshold in this city, for them to go, do you know what, it's actually really important, so I'll give another, like, 30, 50 quid or whatever on top of me, £20, is absolutely unreal. And bands gave away really good prizes as well. I think lots of bands said, oh, you could have, like, a signed vinyl or a VIP into a show. I know Space did that, which is really cool, because Space, like, you know, they did it, like, they've been going 20 years, like, they, you know, they don't need Threshold Festival, you know what I mean? Like, you know,
it's
what
true,
I'm saying?
Yeah, it's
but,
true,
like,
yeah.
They go, yeah, they'd give, like, they said, oh, come to one of our gigs, VIP, and the first round of beers is on us, and we'll give you, like, signed vinyl. And for someone like Space to do that, who, like, you know, an international artist, just shows that, you know, how warmly people, as I say, people feel about Threshold. So I was made up when they got that 11 grand, because it just shows that when it comes down to it, people kind of will support something if it's important, which Threshold is.
It's obviously got an important place in the events calendar. And I think high-profile musicians in this city are very sort of proud of their own, aren't they? They're quite keen to support things like this. They're proud of their city's musical heritage.
Proud of, recognise where they've come from. I don't think you can get too big for your boots in Liverpool, can you? There'll always be someone to kind of bring you down, but bring you back down. But I think yeah, remember where you come from. But I've always found it, like, in bands I've been in, you know, you meet people and they ask how you're getting on. I remember, I was going way back, I was in a band called Pinot when I was 16, and, like, you know, we used to practice next to John Power from Cast, and he'd always say, oh, how's the band going, every time you saw him, and he didn't have to do that, you know what I mean? But musicians in the city do kind of have that attitude, really, which is quite nice.
Right, so, sorry, go on.
I was going to say, musicians are just part of it, but there's people like blogs and stuff like Get Into This and Be Dolittle, and it's the whole Merseyside that's really supported towards Threshold, and I think that just really shows how much it does mean to a lot of people.
Right, how do you pick up a pass then? What?
You can still get tickets today on Skiddle, or you can go directly to the festival and pick them up.
Turn up on the day,
yeah,
at the door.
Today, they're literally the last day to get them at a cheaper rate, so you can get them, like John said, for like as little as £7 or £20 for the whole weekend. If you're a student, it can be £10.
And what does it get you?
Gets you into literally the most magical thing that you'll see probably this weekend. Last year, this is no exaggeration, last year I saw Maggie Thatcher dance to Khalees Milkshake with basically squirting milk out of her breasts, which is a bit mad. But this year we've got something going on which is called Thatcher, Trump, Farage, May, which is basically a theatre performance of them four leaders discussing all things Brexit and President. So expect some more crazy stuff like that.
You love a parade as well.
Oh, like, yeah, you can't, mad pride.
Yeah, you can't hang around Threshold too long without seeing a parade come past you.
Mad Pride's a thing with, I think, it's the second year it's running, but it's with Liverpool Mental Health Consortium. And we basically team up with them to raise awareness about mental health. Mm. And like John said, there's loads of venues, but that's a really good way to explore the Baltic, because they lead you on a parade through the Baltic, led by Katumba, which is a drum marching.
Oh, that sounds all right. Get me and Gimbo in that parade.
And it's lantern lit, and it's a really good way to explore, but it also helps to raise awareness as well. So, yeah.
Sounds absolutely. Do you enjoy it?
I love it. Yeah. Like I said, last year was my first year, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I met Chris and Kay and everyone, and it's like being part of a massive family. It's so good, and everyone's really welcoming for whoever you are, wherever you're from. And that's what makes Threshold so great.
Look, if you're at a loose end this weekend, the Threshold Festival, the website looks absolutely brilliant. It's got all the lineups on it as well. So thresholdfestival.co.uk.
Steve Hobbsall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.